Welcome to Balanced Wellness. I am your host, Kaylee Aldridge. If you are looking to create balance in your life, you are in the right spot. I know how stressful and overwhelming life can be, so I will be here each week to inspire, educate, and empower you to create a blissfully balanced lifestyle that includes four parts of self: mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional. I'm so eager to guide you on your wellness journey. Thank you so much for being here. Let's dive in. Hey guys, welcome back. Today, hold on just a second here. Okay, welcome you guys. And today I just wanted to share with you guys a little bit about habits. So I know last time I was on for tip of the week and I was talking about habits and why they're important and what habits, you know, we can track and how we can give ourselves grace with habits, right? And so today I wanted to come on because I told you guys I would share a little downloadable for you guys that you guys can print off if you want, and you guys can actually track your habits with this little habit tracker that I have. So it's a wellness habit tracker. So here on the Facebook community, I will drop the graphic like down in the comments and you guys can download it. You guys can save it as a screenshot. And then you can kind of, I have clients that will save it as their screenshot. And then you know how you can do a markup on a photo and then they'll kind of go through and track it that way and like check it off as they go. I also have some clients that will print it off and then they will put it like in a, I don't have one sitting here, but like a page protector sleeve, like this, here's one. And then they'll like use a page protector and then they'll use a dry erase marker and check it off. I have some people that will throw a magnet on the back of it and they will like stick it to their fridge or whatever. So there's so many different things you can do with it. So if you're over here on the podcast, you can come over to the Facebook community and the link to join that is down there in the show notes. And then you can grab the habit tracker from over there. I don't have a way of putting a graphic into the show notes. So sorry guys for over on the podcast. So that is the habit tracker. And again, it's a wellness habit tracker. So you can use it to track whatever habits that you want to have. So let's dive in and talk about what that could be. I have a lot of clients that are like, I need to track more water. I need to drink less coffee. I need to eat more vegetables. I want to eat less fried food, or I just want to exercise more. I want to get in a better habit of flossing my teeth. I want to do more self-care. Whatever that means for you, like whatever you need to check for your boxes to feel like you are truly living your wellness that you want to live, that's whatever it equals for you, right? And so there's different lines that you can put on there. I leave it blank so that you can fill in whatever makes sense to your lifestyle. So if you feel like you're having trouble of like, oh, I just need to be better all the way around, like, well, we can talk about that separately. But, you know, some people, they're like, I just know I need to do like this, these couple things or this handful of things to really make a difference in my wellness. So I always encourage people though, you know, the wellness tracker, I wish I would have printed one off. My printer is being crazy. We have new internet and it doesn't want to connect to my new internet. So that's a whole day project for another time, I guess. But so it wouldn't print off the habit tracker for me to show you guys. But there's, I'm pretty sure, five different boxes. So there are five different habits that you can track. That to some people is really overwhelming. So if you feel like, again, that is overwhelming, you're like, that's way too much for me to keep track of, start with two, just two things that you can track and create a habit of that. So there's a day of the week that you can check off for every day that you did that. But again, giving yourself grace and knowing that if you didn't complete it one day, it's not, the tracker is not designed for you to throw it out the window if you didn't complete it one day. It is literally for you to note your progress. So if you want to drink more water and your goal is to drink a gallon of water a day, and then you can go back and look and say, like, on the next Monday before you go to like wash it all off for the week and start back over, if you do the dry erase method, you can look and say, wow, last week I drank a gallon of water 4 days of the week. That's amazing because normally I don't drink a gallon of water ever. And so it is meant to celebrate the progress and not to dwell on what didn't happen. Really, when we're reaching for goals, we, especially in our wellness and our health, we should never like say, oh, we didn't do that. We should always celebrate like the progress and the win that we did achieve. So that's the goal with the tracker. Same for, you know, if your goal is to eat less fried food, maybe you put a check for every time you ate fried food. Maybe you typically eat fried food 5 days a week, but you notice last week, hey, I only ate fried food twice. That's a win, right? That's less than what you normally do. So you can look at it at both perspectives. It could be less than what you normally do, or it can be more than what you normally do. And so the goal is to celebrate the win. So there is a little spot at the bottom too that you can put like your reward, if you will. So sometimes people are like, am the type of person, like, I have to have that carrot dangled in front of me, right? Some people are like, I have to say, okay, if I drink a gallon of water this week, I'm going to give myself $5. So you can put that on there if that's how you work. Some people are like, oh, that doesn't do it for me. Like, you know, some people are, their rewards can look different. Like if I run a mile every day this week, then I'm going to let myself not run a mile for 2 days, like whatever that is, but establish the reward for yourself before you start tracking the habit so that you can reward yourself. And some people, you know, do well with praising themselves in whatever way makes sense for them. So that's the habit tracker. I hope you guys really enjoy it. If you guys have questions about where do I begin with tracking my habits, because again, like maybe you feel like there's a lot of things that you really want to find or create more of in your days. Like maybe you do want to cut out caffeine and you do want to eat more vegetables. You want to exercise more, but you also want to get better sleep. Like that can be a lot. Maybe that seems really overwhelming to do all those things. Always just start with two and then find your, and then whenever you can easily accomplish two things, it makes you more motivated and gets you more inspired to do more. But the key is that it doesn't stress you out and overwhelm you, right? So that's a lot of times whenever we are making changes, like hello, New Year's Eve coming up. And so, and New Year's, like when people want to do 17 new things, that's a lot of times why people burn out. It's because they're doing so many things at one time. They're trying to incorporate way too many habits at one time. They're trying to go to the gym and, you know, drink more water and not drink alcohol and not eat carbs or whatever it is, right? They're trying to do all these things that are really hard to manage in a new lifestyle and adding in all these new habits in a new lifestyle. And so just start small and start with whatever makes more sense to you. If you feel like things are really busy for you and you're like, I'm so overwhelmed, but I know I need X, Y, and Z. So start with just going to bed an hour sooner to get more sleep and drinking more water, or start by eating a salad for lunch, you know, and on 3 days a week and, you know, going for a walk 2 days a week. Like start, like I always preach baby steps with all of my clients. Like you can't just dive in full force to a lot of different things because that is when we don't stick to it. That's where I was going with the New Year's Eve resolution or the New Year's resolution. So, but yeah, so the habit tracker is here for you guys. Again, if you're over on the podcast, come over to the Facebook community and grab that. You'll have to join the Facebook community, but then you can grab it. You can download it. You can save it to your phone. You can print it off, whatever works for you. You can have that tracker just to create those little shifts in our wellness, because sometimes it's not huge, major things that we have to shift to feel more healthy or to feel well every day. It's a lot of times just little tiny tweaks that we can make to our nutrition and to our physical health, our emotional, our mental, or spiritual wellness that can really produce really big results for us to feel a lot better. So, all right. I hope you guys enjoyed this wellness tracker as much as I do. It is definitely a client favorite, and I definitely have one that I track whenever I'm feeling like there's some changes that need to be made, because I believe life is seasonal. So if I'm going to a different season of life and I'm like, oh gosh, like things are just different, but I definitely need to make sure that this and this does not fall off my radar, then I will write that down to make sure that I'm staying on track, to make sure that my water intake and my exercise can like never fall off, because that is what helps my POTS syndrome. It's a heart condition that I have. It helps me stay out of flare-ups for that. So for me, I have to make sure that when there's transition in schedules and transition in seasons of life of like sporting events or activities for the kids, that I have to stay on track with those two things to stay healthy and to stay well. And so for me, I'll use that, especially in this shift of season changes in that time of our lives, to make sure that that definitely stays a priority and that I don't say, oh my gosh, it's Friday and I only drink a gallon of water once this week. No wonder I'm starting to feel, you know, all the symptoms go on. So, all right. Have a good day, guys. I hope you enjoyed this tip of the week, and I will see you again next week for another tip of the week. All right. Bye-bye. Hey there, real quick before you go, I would love for you to join me over in my private Facebook group called Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. If you would love to just see a little bit more of my content, stay up to date with any events that I have going on, both online and in person, that is an amazing way to stay up to date. And plus just to get to know me a little bit better as well. So the link for that is down in the show notes, but it's Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. One last thing too, I would love for you to rate, review, and share the podcast. We are in the top 5% of podcasts globally. globally. But of course, I'm always looking to grow my audience and then also just spread the word a little bit more about what we love to talk about here on the podcast. So it's totally free. You can rate it, review it, and share it, and I would greatly appreciate it. So thank you again for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.